The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
We are coming to you live today from Boston, Massachusetts, and I am joined here in our makeshift studio, our fabulous makeshift studio with fabulous views right across the city by a man known well to many of you, Jason Sherlock, who is Director of Development with DCU's Educational Trust. Jason, it's good to see you again.
Yeah,
we seem to meet here in Boston every year as it is.
Our standing date.
So you're here with Ireland Gateway to Europe. You've just arrived in Boston.
Yeah, so I unfortunately didn't get to travel to Atlanta and Austin with the guys. I came straight to Boston, so I'm looking forward to seeing them later on this evening. And then we've a couple of events in Boston tomorrow.
So explain to us again what DCU and what you hope to get out of this.
Yeah, so I think, like, obviously I know you've spoken to the guys in terms of the bilateral trade that they're looking for. Education fundamentally has a big part to play in that, in terms of talent pool, in terms of ensuring that the skills required for these organisations that are coming to Ireland, they have the right matches. So from a DCU perspective, it's a great way for me to engage with the Gateway network. It's a great way to meet new people when they're visiting cities, and then it gives me an opportunity to reach out to DCU alum that are based in the States as well.
Yeah, DCU has always had a pretty strong connection, I guess, through the investment in Atlantic Philanthropies down through the years. And even I know a very good friend of mine who studied in DCU spent a year in Boston here as well as part of that placement. So this is not necessarily new ground for DCU.
Yeah, so DCU, it's a relatively new university. It's very agile and it's very connected to industry. So for example, the vast majority of undergrad courses in DCU, there's a mandatory internship component where you have to get out into the workplace. So you're not just leaving DCU with your piece of paper, you've got real experience. So again, it makes our talent pool really attractive for industry, and we have great connections with collaborations with universities over here. I know you spoke to Dr. Caroline McGrory, who's made great strides in Boston in particular, but we have a connection with Northeastern University here, with UMass as well. So for a college and a university like DCU, it's great to be able to get out there and have a platform to meet new people.
So you missed Georgia Tech, though. I'd say you were a bit sore about that, were you? So this is the big kind of college football campus that the lads went to, the rest of the Gateway to Europe gang, earlier in the week. They even got to try their hand at some field goals.
Yeah.
Did you hear that? That didn't happen in Chicago when you were there.
No, they didn't give us a ball. I was very envious. I did see Rob score, but I also saw the one before.
Yeah, he missed one as well. And he was fairly sore afterwards. I could tell you that. I was chatting to Rob Carney yesterday and he said he thinks he might have hurt his quad muscle kicking. It's been so long since he kicked the ball.
Yeah, but again, like that college series and having these universities coming over to Ireland is great. In fact, our DCU president, Dara Kyo, met the Georgia Tech equivalent recently, arranging things to do when they're over later on in the year. So again, it's a great example from a university perspective, how Gateway and these kind of opportunities can be beneficial. And then obviously from a sporting perspective, I'm very envious, and I was at the game last year in the Aviva, so looking forward to getting to the game again.
Watering as well, aren't they? The facilities that are available to the bigger universities, the bigger colleges here as well. I think I heard that their expenditure in Georgia Tech is about $2 billion US dollars every year.
Well, I remember meeting you a couple of years ago now in Northwestern, where we were looking at their sport facilities. But again, a lot of it was funded through philanthropy. Pat Ryan, who founded Aon Insurance, Aon being one, Aon Insurance, one of the biggest insurance brokers in the world, he donated a significant fund to assist those sporting facilities. So very envious from a sporting perspective, but also from a philanthropic support perspective.
So listen, you mentioned the kind of the long history of kind of DCU's presence in this part of the world. I guess what makes it a little bit easier specifically here as well is the way the city and the people of the city wear their Irishness on their sleeve. You're kind of pushing an open door to a degree, aren't you?
Yeah, it's great. The care of the Bostonian people towards Ireland and how Ireland performs, you see that.
There's probably a Dublin 95 team on a wall somewhere in a pub around, isn't there?
Probably. Well, I just walked by the Dubliner pub, so I'm sure
if anyone is listening and it's not up there, Jason might be down later to quick find it and put it up on the wall.
Yeah, but you do feel that instant connection. And I think the Bostonians, they care about Ireland, and philanthropically, there's some great organisations in Boston, but like the Irish American Partnership, the Ireland development funds where they're looking for support for Ireland. And obviously DCU is one such organisation that requires that support. So yeah, coming to Boston is really helpful. DCU, we have a number of alumni. It's in the hundreds now. We have DCU alumni in Boston, and we're looking to arrange a kind of a formal event during the summer where we're going to get our alumni together. So if any of your listeners, any of their family or sons or daughters are in Boston, make sure that they get in touch with the DCU alumni website, and we'd love to see them connecting in during the summer.
I know you got down to Fenway last year as well after the kind of the business was done, I think, didn't you? What are the plans this year? Do you have to head back?
I'm heading back tomorrow after the event, but there is an afternoon game today, so I might try and get a couple of innings in before
good
I get
stuff.
Back. And I got to see a bit of the Boston Marathon on Monday, so that was a great experience.
Oh, wow. Yeah, but I mean, everyone says it's the weekend in the city, you know, or it's the day in the city.
Yeah, it kind of seems to be when the spring arrives, and the weather was so good as well earlier in the week. And it's such a sporting city, and I think that's, again, why there's such a synergy between Ireland and Boston. Mm. Because of that sports interest, and yeah, looking forward, and really have enjoyed the few days here, and looking forward to meeting the Gateway crew later on.
Well, listen, great to catch up with you again, Jason. Thanks a million for joining us. Jason Sherlock, who is Director of Development with DCU's Educational Trust.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.